Good morning, Michael. Happy New Year, 2022. Can you believe it? We're here. We made it.
We made it. So I hear you've put down a bet on the Patriots for tomorrow night. Is that true?
A bet on the Patriots?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Please. Oh, yes. Is it Friday? Then I put a bet on the Patriots. Sure. I always try to put a little good luck in there. And look, I'm not a big gambler per se, but we have DraftKings. It's great. And every once in a while, it's almost like I put $20 or $25 down every once in a while. Just a little good juju for the team, right? And I think they're going to do well. I really do. It's going to be crazy cold. It's going to be an excitingly cold game on Saturday night. But, I feel confident the Patriots can pull out a big win.
Now, I know some fans. I know some diehard Patriot fans. You probably know some as well that are flying up tomorrow tomorrow morning up to Buffalo to deal with the conditions and tailgate and just have a good Saturday night.
Well, I heard there were actually tickets still available because it was just so cold that people were not going. So God bless anyone, the diehards that are there. I'm going to be in the warmth of my home. I'm going to be watching in front of the TV with probably a small plate of nachos and enjoying it sub-zero temperatures. But it should be fun to watch. Mac Jones is from Alabama, right? So
yeah,
let's figure out if he can throw in the cold. But I think he's going to do well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm gonna tailgate in my living room as well, I think. Why not, right?
Just don't turn the car on. You'll be okay.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the more serious topics that are going on in this state, of course. We're dealing with a surge of the dominant strain of COVID, and that is the Omicron. And I wanted to ask you, I mean, we have done so much as a state. We've created so many different resource availabilities for people, booster blitzes, mass vaccination sites. I mean, there's been so much that people have been access to. Has the state, in your estimation, done as much as it can right now to fight this, or is there still more to do?
Look, I think we're doing a great job fighting it and keeping things open, but right, there's always another idea to come in the door. Whether it's creating a little more flexibility, whether it's getting a few more nurses onto the floors of our hospitals, whether it's opening up some more beds, moving folks into long-term care. We've done all of that, and we've done it in a variety of different ways. Every once in a while, someone will say, Arizona tried this, and it, got a few more people moved out of hospitals, or, we were able to, secure this resource or whatever it is. So we're constantly managing, fighting it. So I'm never going to be satisfied, but for example, testing. Testing is short all over the country. In some places of the country, you can't get a test for 2 weeks. You literally can't. We have more home tests in New Hampshire than anywhere else in the country. We have better access to testing. Doesn't mean it's perfect. Instead of waiting a day for a PCR result, with some of our national firms, we're waiting 2 days or 3 days for those results. But we also have these, antigen tests that are just all over the place, and we have better access to those. So we're better off than others, but it's still not, I'm not satisfied. I mean, I'm not going to be satisfied till we're not using the COVID word anymore. Right. And until then, we're just going to keep managing, keep trying to be innovative and creative. Our hospitals are open. They're full. There's no doubt, but they are open and you can get services unlike other states who are going back to having to shut down some of their healthcare facilities. We're blessed in that we're not in that position.
Yeah. I guess we're averaging about 2,500 cases every day, according to Dr. Benjamin Chen. And I wonder, I'm assuming that's just up because people are just they're going crazy with testing these days.
Yeah, well, Omicron is just so much, it's 2 to 3 times more contagious, right, than even Delta is. Delta was more contagious than the Alpha variant. Omicron is even more contagious than Delta. So many more kids are getting it. Many more individuals are getting it. If you don't have a booster, it tends to be breaking through the initial vaccination a little easier. So the only good side of this is that the symptoms typically aren't as severe. Do some rough math, 2 or 3 times more people get it, but the symptoms are only, or 2 or 3 times less, you're still going to end up with approximately the same number of people in the hospital and still a very tough situation. So I think our numbers are going to stay very elevated for at least 3 or 4 more weeks before we see a drop off. If it's sooner than that, that's great. But no, we're still in this for, I think, quite a while. We're going to have the winter surge is just that, a winter surge. We're going to be in it through the winter and hopefully come out on the back end even stronger.
Yeah, but it just seems like, as you mentioned, we're going to be living with this for quite a long time. And maybe it'll get to the point where it won't be COVID. It'll be a cold and a scratchy throat, and it'll be considered COVID, but it won't be as drastic as a virus as it could have been if people.
And that would be wonderful, right?
Yeah,
oh my gosh, that would
sure.
be terrific. You know, if we could just get back to, because then we're kind of in that back to a sense of normalcy. And you know, there are going to be more of these antivirals coming out. If you know, we talk a lot about monoclonal antibody.
Right.
Most of those do not work on Omicron. They don't. But we do have some antivirals. There's a shortage in the country. We're begging the federal government for as many as they'll give us. But there's still a massive shortage there. And those really won't be thoroughly available probably till the summer. It takes about 8 months to make those antiviral pills, if you can believe that. So it actually takes a long time. They've been approved, but they're making them as fast as they can. But the demand across the country now, right? A month ago, we were really the only ones dealing with COVID. Now the whole country, in just the past couple of weeks, has seen the numbers go up 5 to 10 times.
Right.
So everyone all of a sudden is getting overwhelmed. We put a lot of our mitigation measures in back in December. So we're in a pretty decent position compared to everybody else. But it's going to be a tough haul for the next few weeks.
Yesterday, some big news from the U.S. Supreme Court. They blocked President Biden's vaccine mandate for large businesses. And I know from talking to you over the months and years that we've spoken, I've known your feelings about large-scale vaccine mandates. You're not a big fan of that. What did you think of the court decision yesterday?
Well, it was the right decision, without a doubt. I mean, you know, the government forcing a mandate onto individuals kind of just because and being arbitrary about it. If your company has 100 or more people, you have to get vaccinated. But if you're less than 100 people, you don't. And that just was going to create so many problems and such a shifting of the workforce and all that. So look, if a business wants to mandate, if a hospital wants to mandate a vaccine, businesses have always had that option. And that's fine. That's perfectly fine. But when the government does it, it's a whole different story. And so it was clearly the right decision by the Supreme Court. And hopefully most importantly, there's clarity for those businesses. I had so many companies. You know, I had these auto dealers calling me saying, what do we do? All their guys were going to walk across the street to the smaller shops to work on cars that didn't have 100 employees, still be in the same situation in terms of the health and safety of COVID, but they've now had to leave a company they were with for 20 years because they didn't want to get vaccinated. Now, I want everyone to get vaccinated, but that was just going to create a massive shift. So it's good that the government has been, you know, they pushed back a little bit on the government. Trying to force this on everybody. But at the same time, you know, we're still going to keep pushing the message, trying to encourage vaccines and boosters and hopefully get people to make the right choice to help not just the state, but help themselves, their families, knowing that this Omicron variant is so prevalent.
So you're okay with employers enacting their own mandates if they want to?
Yeah. And look, there are some Republican governors that have, you know, they try to fight a vaccine mandate with an anti-vaccine mandate. I believe that. But this is, we're the freest state in the country, and I believe, and I think most people agree, the government shouldn't be telling employers who they can hire and fire. I mean, that's effectively what it would be doing. No, you can't fire that person. You're a private business. You have rights, but you know what? You have to keep that person hired, even though you want them to be vaccinated. It's a private business. It's their choice. And I ran a business with 800 employees, and if the government was telling me who to hire and fire, that would be a problem. So I think, you know, there's a lot of energy on both sides of this, but the Supreme Court made the right decision, and we're moving on.
All right. Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire joining us this morning here on the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game tomorrow night. Enjoy those nachos. And
you too, buddy.
We'll talk to you soon, Governor. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Be safe, everyone.